The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two of Fantasy Sports today is upon us. Once upon a time, Joe Pizzapia called Antonio Brown an evil genius. Is Adam Gase the evil genius for derailing the Miami Dolphins' chances for the first overall pick? We'll dive into that and more as Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, starts now.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Toward the end zone, it is caught! Seattle's going to the Super Bowl!
Fires up the middle, pass is caught by Owens. Owens made the catch.
Pass is caught! To White. He's in. Patriots win the Super Bowl.
And welcome back. It is Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two. Craig Mish along with Joe Pizzapia. Of course, Sean Guastamacchia producing this show. And here in South Florida, Joe, in terms of football, there are so many great rivalry games. You have the University of Miami against Florida State, Miami against Florida, the Dolphins and the Jets. And if there's going to be one team that Dolphins fans want to beat every season, no matter how bad their record is, it's going to be against the Jets. But the cost was dear yesterday as the Jets came to town and moved Miami from the number one overall pick to now the number five pick in the NFL draft. It was a tank for Tua since the beginning of the season, and now all of a sudden, Miami finds themselves maybe even out of the Joe Burrow sweepstakes. Fitzpatrick threw for 288 yards and three touchdowns. Preston Williams, five catches, 72 yards, two touchdowns. What a great rookie season he's had. Mike Gesicki, where in the world did this come from? Their high tight end pick from a couple of years ago, six for 95. Wow. Devontae Parker, four for 57. Sam Darnold, oh my gosh, was he bad. 260, one touchdown, one interception. Those 260 yards, the 70 of them was on the last drive of the game. Poor Le'Veon Bell, 68 rushing yards, 8 catches, 55 yards.
I don't know if poor is the best word to describe it.
That's true. That's a bad call by me. Very rich Le'Veon Bell, who gave a great fantasy game, by the way, but all in the PPR format. Crowder, 8 for 83 and a touchdown, and somehow this guy Griffin just keeps getting involved in their game plan. 6 for 50. Herndon was active, didn't play. Very weird. That went from doubtful to playing in this one. Joe, I mean, look, at this stage, I remember a few weeks ago after the Jets beat the Cowboys, and we both said maybe this is the start of something nice for the Jets. I really did feel that way. And I do still like Sam Darnold, but I don't know that I have seen a more inept team than the Jets not only lose to the Dolphins, but really after the first 5 minutes weren't really even competitive in this game. And I mean, look, we know Gase is going to get fired at the end of the season. There's just no way around that now. In fact, if there's anyone that's going to be, I mean, Atlanta's coach will get fired too, but I mean, this guy has got to go without a doubt. I just am stunned to see how bad the Jets are. And from Miami's point of view, look, there's still a lot of season left. As you said, they still play the Bengals. There's still chances to lose. But from Miami's point of view, this whole tanking from the beginning of the season went the other way yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. This was something. Let me tell you something. This was unbelievable. And you might still feel good about Sam Darnold, but after this, I don't. This was just terrible. You could see by the end of the game, too, when they hiked that ball that came out the wrong time and went back for a safety there. And he just kind of gave up on it. He didn't even like turn to even try. And then the lineman's yelling at him. And this is not good. I mean, on the Dolphins side, this is not surprising. In my picks league, I picked the Dolphins. You know, you pick and rank them. Just, you know, not against the spread, just winners. I actually picked the Dolphins at 1. I wasn't confident, but I was like, you know what? If I don't feel good about
not
the
on
game,
this show, you didn't pick the Dolphins. I know that.
No, I'm a spread system. Oh, no, that's not true. Actually, I did. Did I not? This was one of the wrong team favorites. So, yes.
You took the Jets.
Yes, I did. I took the Jets to. No. Did I take
yes, the it's the wrong the, team the favorite. Dolphins no, Jets. No.
I don't know. I don't remember that. Anyway, well, I will say this. The Dolphins have
I keep track of this stuff.
Well, good. I want to see it. Show it to me in writing. I want to see it. I got to go back and listen on demand. By the way, everyone can listen on demand to FST on the FNTSY
app. Well, if I'm wrong, I apologize, but
that's all right. I'll go back. Look, here's all that matters. The Dolphins have been playing better football. Not great. They keep having a good game plan out of the gate, and then everybody makes adjustments and they don't make adjustments back. And the same thing happens is they end up losing in the second half of the football game. So it happens against Pittsburgh. It's what happened against Buffalo. But they've been playing better. They're not playing well. They're playing better. And that was something to recognize. This was a big, big concern, a giant trap for the Jets. And they fell right into it. And I'll tell you right now, to me, watching what I've seen out of Sam Darnold the last 3 weeks, this looks much more Browning-Nagel. This looks much more in that grouping of quarterbacks that, you know, oh, it's going to be this guy that pulls us out. It's going to be, you know, this is the guy that's going to be the next quarterback and it doesn't work out. And we've seen so
like
many
him.
Of them.
I know. I'm going to be completely wrong. I'm still going to like him.
Look, I just think that
I still like
Adam
him.
Gase is a complete and utter disaster.
Oh, he's a disaster. I mean, that's unequivocal.
That I said that everywhere, but I just don't understand how you look at it and go, hey, you know who we want as our head coach? The guy who was a miserable failure in our division for a couple years. That's the guy that's going to lead us to victory. He's going to be the guy to grow our young quarterback into a phenom. I just don't get it. I don't get what the Jets are doing. I don't think the Jets get what the Jets are doing. And after all the stuff that happened on the trade deadline, this is just, it's not surprising because this team right now, as high as the Jet fans were after that Cowboy win that came out of nowhere, I think now you look at it, and my goodness, this week the Jets play the Giants in what is the Misery Bowl. And I'm like, oh, someone used Hockenson? Wow, what a concept.
But Hockenson came out as like the better blocker and Fant the better receiver. I still am in on Fant. I still am in on Fant being better in the end. Mayfield 273 and a touchdown. Chubb didn't do much. Beckham as a wide receiver 3, I guess, 5 for 87, and Landry scored a late touchdown, 6 for 61. Yes, it is time to be out completely on the Browns. Yes. How they ended up beating the Ravens and haven't won a single game of any quality.
Right.
Is
the NFL, right? Confusing. Everyone's, oh, you know, look at the Patriots. They lost to the Ravens. The Ravens lost to the Browns. Like if we keep doing this to ourselves, look at the Cowboys lost to the Jets. This is, everyone needs to calm down with this whole, well, you beat you, and that means you're better.
No, it's a bad week. It happens in the NFL. Yeah. That's what you got to try and identify. That's the hard part of it here. The number one pick game overall in the Super Contest, the most public game on the board, picked by more people than anyone in the country in betting, was the Browns. So naturally, that's going to be the loss. You got to go the other side of it. And look, congratulations to Denver. Allen ran a little bit in the first half, didn't at all. I was surprised in the second half. But I think they found a kid to start, at least for them, the rest of the season. So congrats to them. All right, congrats to us. We got a timeout coming up next. What in the world with the Packers at the Chargers and Steelers, Colts as well. Don't go away.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat, folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Fantasy Sports Today.
And I like football. And I'm going to keep doing them both because they make me feel good.
And welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig and Joe with you here. It is hour number 2 of Fantasy Sports Today. And fandom is a funny thing. As Joe mentioned earlier in the show, that Ravens crowd was super, super fired up for that game against the Patriots. And make no mistake about it, they factored into that decision. Great crowd to see yesterday. Also, the Raiders crowd was really fired up against the Lions and caused Stafford some issues at the end of that game. But why Stafford didn't throw to any of these 8 dudes that catch touchdowns at the end, I'll still have no idea. So the Packers yesterday had, speaking of fans, more fans in that game in L.A. maybe than they've even had at any other place this season outside of Lambeau. And they were just dominated from start to finish. Chargers, great as a dog, horrible as a favorite, played itself out yesterday. 26-11 is the final. Philip Rivers, 294. Rivers, one of the more disappointing fantasy seasons of his career. This could be the worst season of his in a long time. But still, they won. Hey, look, Gordon, 20 for 80 and two touchdowns. They thanked him for coming back by giving them some carries finally. Austin Eckler, solid again, 70 yards. Mike Williams finally had a good game. Three catches, 111 yards. Hunter Henry's been a solid tight end. And Keenan Allen still waiting for that big game. It's been a disappointing season for him for sure. Rodgers, his worst game of the year, 161 and a touchdown. Aaron Jones, just eight carries, 30 yards. Jamal Williams, a receiving touchdown. Davante Adams came back and was targeted a lot, but couldn't break free. Seven for 41 in this game. Valdez-Scantling with a zero. The other receivers more or less with a zero, which is what I expected the Packers to be. Full transparency in this game, this was not one of the primary games that I watched on Sunday. So, Joe, I would have to lean on you for this one because I was obsessed with a couple of the other games. But this one in particular, only saw the highlights and red zone plays of this game. I was watching some of the other ones.
Well, look, you mentioned all the Packers fans. Unless some of those Packer fans in the stands were Jerry Kramer, or I'm trying to think of some other great linemen in Green Bay Packer history that might have helped stop that pass rush. Maybe just Marco Rivera. I remember him. He was a heck of a lineman there for the Packers. Clifton, you know, it is unbelievable because this offensive line of the Packers graded out very well. And then they go to the Chargers and it's nothing but Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram just all over Aaron Rodgers, just constantly. And it just, there was nothing to be had. And it's fascinating to me. You finally get Davante Adams back after all of this wait. And could you imagine the fantasy owners out there who just were breathing that sigh? Maybe they went 500. Maybe they're still in it. They're like, oh, I finally get Davante Adams back. And look, he's got a good matchup here where you figure Aaron Rodgers is going to have a great game. And then what happens? Oh my God, this happens. This is atrocious. This is, I'm telling you, of all the things that happened, this to me was the most bizarre. And I just, I can't even, I mean, more bizarre than, oh, the Browns should have been the team. No, it should have been the Packers beating the Chargers. But you know what? Maybe, just maybe, this change with the offensive coordinator made some kind of a dent because you saw Melvin Gordon get the 20 carries. That is the most important number to take out of this game.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
That's the one thing that's been missing is, hey, and you know what? I don't understand this. You know, it frustrates the hell out of me, Craig, because you know, you go back a couple weeks ago to the Bears and you go, okay, the Bears were competitive in that football game. What was the difference 2 weeks ago? Oh, how many carries did David Montgomery have? 20 plus? No kidding. Oh, the Packers lost to the Chargers? Oh, what did the Chargers do differently? Oh, they gave the ball to Melvin Gordon 20 times. You have to find balance of the offense. Why do the Bucs keep losing? We keep talking about it. It's the lack of balance sometimes in the offense. Why did the Lions lose? Lack of balance in the offense. You have to find a balance for most teams unless you have just all-world quarterback play that's just unbelievable. And even then, the great Peyton Manning team still ran the football. Edgerrin James still ran the football. So all I can say to the Packer fans is this is the NFL. Sometimes you go on the road and you lose. But I'll tell you what, all that Aaron Rodgers MVP, all that stuff after, forget him in this race too. I think he's out after this game.
No, I wouldn't say he's out at all.
I think he's out. This is a huge loss for them. A huge loss, I think, in the scheme. Because these are the winnable games. When you lose those games, it's tough.
The MVP is still and it's very, not his fault. Very close.
It's not his fault. He had zero time to throw the football. I mean, I don't want to hang this on Aaron Rodgers. Was awful. He wasn't great, but the offensive line just completely disintegrated. And
who's the favorite for the MVP in the NFL for you?
I think right now the AFC is weak enough where Lamar Jackson, I think, kind of steps up because I think what he's doing is so showy that the media is going to get on it. And we all know it's a media award.
Yeah, there's eight games left. The favorite is Wilson. And when the odds come out,
the favorite's Wilson. But I mean, who's, you said my favorite? I think Jackson should be the favorite right now.
Okay. Well, yeah, Wilson is the favorite. And then Rodgers and Jackson are very close. And then, yeah, McCaffrey's not going to be in the top three. He'll be.
How much do you believe in the 49ers? Truth or dare right now?
I think they have a great chance to get to the Super Bowl.
Okay. Do you believe in them enough? Because, again, they play Russell Wilson twice and Lamar Jackson once. Do you believe in them against those games?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay. I think you have to start betting Christian McCaffrey for MVP.
Yeah, I don't know. No running backs ever win it, though. So
it's been a while since Adrian Peterson. He was the last one. But
well, I should have on Friday. I should have bet Lamar Jackson because I knew this was going to happen. I didn't do it. And there we are. Steelers 26, Colts 24. Mason Rudolph was Mason Rudolph, basically 191, one touchdown, one interception. Trey Edmonds, who will be the number one pickup in fantasy this week, without a doubt, 12 carries, 73 yards. He got most of the carries because Samuel couldn't run. Samuels, but then Samuels did catch balls, 13 receptions, 73 yards. Vance McDonald finally got back in the end zone, and Juju, oof, three catches, 16 yards. Been boom or bust for him all season long. Story for the Colts was Jacoby Brissett going down. Clearly, that will be a big one moving forward. Hoyer, 168, three touchdowns, one interception. Fair game from him, although he did throw a huge pick six to Minka Fitzpatrick in this game. Marlon Mack, 21 for 89. Zach Pascal was like available on every waiver wire for the last few weeks, and all of a sudden now looks like a startable wide receiver. I think I picked him up for 50 cents in a league. Paris Campbell, 5 for 53. Jack Doyle with a touchdown. Exactly the way all Colts games go, right down to the wire. And a kick ends up winning it. But the concern now, Joe, is that, man, like Indy lost Brissett. And if this is for a long period of time, Hoyer can probably be more or less Brissett. But the problem with Hoyer is that he makes a lot of mistakes. That was his MO over the last few years, too. A big win for Pittsburgh, though. Let's give them credit, too. It looked like they were going to be out of it completely. And now they have back-to-back wins against Miami and Indy.
Yeah, it's terrible. And we keep talking about the margin for error with the Colts. And they still go out there and they still compete. This is a good football team that's really coached well, and they buy in, and they are max effort. You never have to question them at all, and that's what you saw out of this game, too. They were in a spot to win this football game. In terms of what the Steelers did, first I want to talk about that. Great day for PPR for Jalen Samuels. Very good in DFS investment, too. We talked about him. He would be chalky, but he would still return on the full-point PPR, especially he did. Bad game for Juju, but even worse for Deontay Johnson, which I started to see a trend there with Deontay Johnson, and then it just kind of went away. So maybe you call it game script, maybe you call it whatever it is. This is also what the Colts do. They kind of make you, they drag you down and pull the game, play the game in the mud a little bit at their level. And that's a good football team that makes you play their game instead of you being allowed to play yours. But I have a question for you. And maybe you know the answer to this, or maybe you can get somebody of your many famous friends that you have. Tell me, does it matter that much with the laces in as opposed to the laces out kicking a football? Because those laces were clearly in. And Vinatieri kicked that ball, and that ball went so hard left so immediately, but it's hard to gauge because Vinatieri's been so bad lately. Do you know the answer to this question? Is this truth science, or is this just Ace Ventura legend?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'd have to ask on that one. Jay Feely, I could text him or ask him. He'd be the, I mean, he's like the kicking expert anyway for CBS.
Well, because everyone says, oh, the laces. The laces were so not, out in that ball.
Look, it's been a tough year for Vinatieri for sure. And they could have won that game. Yeah. It's a tough go of it for the Colts, and all of my good feelings for the Colts, unfortunately, are gone. If Brissett is gone. And not only that, a huge head to head win, Joe. Steelers are now one game behind the Colts in the playoff picture, and they beat them. So, I mean, look, give the Colts credit for sticking in it this long, but if Brissett is out for a while, I don't know. I don't know that I can. I don't have this. I have faith that Hoyer is going to put up some better fantasy numbers for Brissett, but that may be some more losses. That was a horrible pass that he threw to the Fitzpatrick pick and ran all the way back for a touchdown.
And you mentioned Edmonds too. Think about all the running backs that you're going to have on a bye next week. You're going to have both guys.
Oh, he'll be the number one pickup.
You're going to have both guys from the Texans. You're going to have Leonard Fournette on a bye. You're going to have Sony Michel and James White on a bye. You're going to have Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders on a bye. And you're going to have Adrian Peterson on a bye. Yeah. That's a lot.
And Samuels, I have not been impressed with. This is the second year in a row. He can catch passes out of the backfield. He's not a runner. So
no, he's not an every down bat. He's not that guy. No, I agree.
I mean, Edmonds is, and look, they didn't have any goal line carries. So maybe Edmonds is a factor with Connor out. Very much could be. All right. Coming up next, we'll dive into the London debacle. Also Eagles Bears. I have some thoughts on that one as well. And then we'll talk some injuries in the NFL. Any updates that we have, we'll bring them along to you. Don't go away.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much in the month of December. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Yeah. Well, GTs are naturally occurring because it's raw and fully fermented for 30 days.
No kidding. Just talking about it makes me want to grab a trilogy flavor right now.
When you drink a kombucha, it means you love your guts because a healthy gut can help with less bloating, digestion support, boosted immunity, better mood, improved skin, and just your overall health. I've been drinking GT's Gingerberry since the new year to introduce more good bacteria to my system. GT himself told me that kombucha is its most potent and beneficial on an empty stomach.
Man, do I love GT's. I usually drink it in the afternoon to give me a little pick-me-up and treat myself.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. You can dunk on your NBA DFS competition using DailyRoto.com. Compete with the pros on FanDuel and DraftKings with the DailyRoto.com optimizer and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS. Plus, you'll get lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with the promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more. That's DailyRoto.com/dunk to get your 10% off now. DailyRoto.com is where millionaires are made. And welcome back. Craig and Joe with you here on Fantasy Sports Today. Congratulations to Daily Roto for a great NBA weekend, from what I understand as well. Okay, so Sunday morning, London time. Love Jacksonville going into this game. Boy, was that a mistake. Houston wins 26-3, although at the half, you could have thought it could have went either way. And it went the other way the second half. Deshaun Watson, 202, two touchdowns. Jacksonville touched him, grabbed him, squeezed him, could not get him down.
I mean, it sounds like a 70s kind
every
of
week
dance
with Watson.
Grab him, squeeze him.
I don't know what's
him.
Up with the coaching staff on these other teams. Like, do they not watch film of this guy? Like, you can't just kind of grab him. He's going to throw the ball to somebody and complete something. He also may get hurt, Watson. He just does it too much. 19 carries, 160 yards for Carlos Hyde. He fumbled at the goal line and went into the end zone. He would have had a touchdown, too. Duke Johnson had a good game. 5 catches, 68 yards. He also rushed for a touchdown, trucked one of the guys on Jacksonville. Hopkins, 8 for 48, scored a late touchdown as well. Minshew just kept throwing picks, and then eventually Hopkins got his. Stills was 4 for 53, was a little banged up in this game. Minshew was a disaster, let's be honest. 309, no touchdowns, 2 interceptions and a fumble. All those interceptions and fumbles were in the second half. It wasn't close. Fournette couldn't do much because they were behind, 11 for 40. Keelan Cole had a nice game, 5 for 80. DJ Chark had 4 for 32. And anybody who is saying that this guy Conley is going to be good is not watching this guy Conley play. Drops everything. He's not, until that changes, he will not be good in the NFL. A lot of passes thrown to him just right through his hands. This happened 2 weeks ago, too.
I agree.
And then
I don't get the fascination, but everybody seems to be clearly fascinated with this
guy. No, he drops.
Shark, I am all in on. I thought he would. I think he's terrific. I think no matter who's playing.
Yeah, he's good. Not having Westbrook obviously hurt them here. But either way, I mean, what are you going to say at this point? It was a dominating second half performance for Houston. Jacksonville just is not going to be able to come back in games where they're down a touchdown or more. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen probably with Minshew, as we illustrated. You can go back and listen on demand in the first hour. I think Joe and I are probably in agreement that when they announce next week, Jacksonville will probably go back to Nick Foles. Now, we don't know the full injury status of him, and he's supposed to be able to come back. So we want to put a little asterisk there to wait and see on the injuries. But if both quarterbacks are equal, it does seem to make sense that they have extracted as much as they possibly can from Minshew at this point. And similar to Kyle Allen in Carolina, if Newton was healthy, I think they'd go back to him. If Foles is healthy, Joe, I think that that will probably be the quarterback that they go to when they come back off the bye.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be the way it goes down. My question, too, is, you know, we've talked a lot about MVP, but we haven't really talked too much about Deshaun Watson at all in that grouping. Deshaun Watson's stats are not that far off from Russell Wilson.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's true.
And, you know, there's another maybe, you know, kind of a dark horse candidate for that award, too, if they have a really good second half here. And, you know, you look at the injuries like J.J. Watt's gone and some other injuries they've had there on this team. They lost Lamar Miller at the beginning of the year. Certainly a resume and a case can be made for Deshaun Watson, at least in that voting. But he's ranked sixth overall in terms of yardage. He's got 18 touchdowns. Russell Wilson has 22. So there's certainly a lot to be said here. And like I keep pointing out, everybody, you know, he's got not one but two games, Russell Wilson, against those 49ers in that defense. If that defense shuts him down, that is going to put a huge wrinkle into this narrative for him being MVP. And it's going to be fascinating to watch that play out. There's a lot of fascinating games with the 49ers that they have coming up. And we're going to really get a good look at them, too. Now, we didn't get to talk about it because we don't chat on Friday. But what was your takeaway from that performance they had on Thursday night against the Cardinals? Do you scrap some of that into the, well, it's Thursday night kind of stuff? Because really, that's the Cardinals
home team.
The home team
always performs on Thursday night. That's just the way it is. Short week. And well, I mean, come on. They gave up a late touchdown, that 88 yard to Isabella. I mean, I thought they played fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, Drake ran on them a little bit in the first half. Those Thursday night games are, to me, are a poor judge of what happens in the NFL, yeah, at least in my opinion.
You know, you're saying Philip Rivers having a terrible season, but he's leading the league in passing, by the way.
Is he really?
Yeah,
Passing yards?
Passing yards, 2609. Next,
I never would have guessed.
Guess who's number two? Don't look. Take a guess.
Stafford.
Stafford is number four. I'll give you one more guess, and it's not Russell Wilson. I'll give you a hint. Another guy who narratively right now everyone's saying is having a pretty mediocre year by his standards.
Winston.
Tom Brady.
Is it Brady?
Tom Brady.
I can't
25,
believe Rivers.
36.
Wow, but how many touchdown passes does Rivers
have? He's 12. The problem is the picks. He's got 7 picks. That's a lot for Philip Rivers.
Boy, I was off on that. I wouldn't have guessed that for sure. And also, I want to add, by the way, Jacksonville's game plan was horrible. I mean, you had Houston out their best pass rusher and out two of their defensive backs, and they were just slogging through that thing. It just didn't make any sense to me what they were doing. Minshew, by the way, every time nobody was open, immediately tucked it and was like running right into the line. It was just a bad,
by far the worst game for Fournette of his 2019. I think we could all agree on that, too.
Yeah, 11 for 40, horrible. Speaking of horrible, the Bears in the first half of this game. Honestly, the Bears overall, I am not in on them anymore at all.
Eagles
win 22-14, and they led 19-0. And it's only natural in the NFL. There are going to be ebbs and flows. So honestly, this game looked closer than it was. The Eagles really dominated this thing from start to finish. Wentz, 239 and a touchdown. Howard was strong in this one, too, 82 yards and a touchdown. Sanders, they really didn't need. And Zach Ertz did a lot of damage in the first half. And then in the second half, Philly was just basically running the clock out constantly. And it almost ended up biting them a little bit because Trubisky did start to find some receivers. Montgomery did have a great game, 2 touchdowns, didn't do much in terms of yardage, but because he was getting the ball near the goal line. And by the way, on first down, they didn't even give it to him. They gave it to Cohen and he didn't get it. And then they gave it to Montgomery. So, look, maybe just with the volume alone, Montgomery can carry you to an RB2 from now moving forward. Certainly possible. 40 rushing yards, 36 receiving yards.
I mean, RB2 is my expectation for him all along. I mean, anybody who thought he's going to be RB1 this year was kind of crazy, especially when you look at the running back class.
Yeah. And look, he's RB2 had 2 good back to back weeks, but from where
this was a good week against a very tough front. Let's give him a little bit of credit there too.
No, it's fine. It was good.
Neggy.
No, look, I played him and was happy with the 20 points. I'm very concerned that
concerned with the Bears and Matt Nagy, and that's fair. The play calling is trash.
It's so bad, and Trubisky doesn't look good at all. And why all of a sudden in the second half are they rolling him out? They should be rolling him out every play. I mean, Trubisky only completes passes when he's outside of the pocket. When he's in the pocket, he's a disaster. I was very disappointed watching the Bears play in this game, and Look, the Eagles are a good team. They are not a great team. I don't know how this has gone so south for the Bears. By the way, their defense didn't even look that great either. So I'm going to be out on them. I don't know that I'm going to be in on the Eagles, but I'm going to be out on the Bears, Joe. That was really bad.
Now, the Bears, and what makes it so difficult now, too, is the Bears moving all these picks the last couple of years, you know, acquiring Khalil Mack, moving up to take Trubisky, that they are so just in now. And now the question is, do you make the change at quarterback, or are you going to do what Tampa did, what Tennessee did, which is go into that crucial, you know, last year of that rookie deal, which I believe we're in, correct? Correct me if I'm wrong. Heading into next year, right? This would be the last year of that rookie deal.
Trubisky, is this his second year or third year?
Third year.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, this third year, because it was 2017. So he's 17, 18, 19. So there you go. He was 2017 draft. Taking overall number two there after Myles Garrett. So are you going to make that same mistake, or are you going to say, you know what? Let's not be like those other organizations and keep spinning our wheels. Let's make a choice. And is it better to cut your losses and say, hey, we're wrong, we got it wrong? Or is it worse to live in the mistake? Because I feel like what they're going to do, which is the same thing most NFL teams do, which is they make the decision based on money instead of wins, and they're going to live in the mistake. And I think that is going to crush them. Have you seen anything out of Trubisky this year that makes you feel like that was worth it, or he's the guy going forward?
No, I actually like Darnold more than I like Trubisky. I just he looks shaken back there. The only time he completes passes is like when
Can I ask why? Around. I'm just curious. What's your reasoning? Because I don't like either.
I don't have a tangible reason. I think I watched Arnold play in college and I thought he was good. I never thought Trubisky was going to be great. I mean, he didn't play for, I mean, he was okay. It was 1 year in North Carolina. He was good as last year, but I don't know. I think you get the right coach with Darnold and put him behind a decent offensive line, and I think he's better. And look, it's an opinion.
He looked good because it's USC, because like quarterbacks look good there and then they go to the NFL lately and they.
No. Who are the good USC quarterbacks? Troy Aikman and Carson Palmer in the last 50 years.
Troy Aikman wasn't a USC quarterback. He was a Cal quarterback.
UCLA. I'm sorry. Yeah. So UCLA, USC. So who are the good USC quarterbacks?
Carson Palmer. That's the one that pops in my head.
Matt
Sanchez
Leinart
was not good. Matt Leinart was not good. Nope. I'm just saying there have been guys that looked good and seemed like they were going to be good guys in the NFL, and they have not been. And I just have
an opinion on it. And I just still think that there's something there. I'm out on both. Yeah, it's fine.
I'm out on both.
Fair assessment. It's a fair assessment.
If you were the Bears next year, do you think you have a better chance to make the playoffs with, I'll just throw out somebody who I think is going to be available, Andy Dalton playing quarterback or Mitchell Trubisky?
They'll bring in someone, but I don't know who it'll be. They'll bring in someone, though, to compete with them. But you're right. They're going to still hang their hat on to. Remember, it's a fit. These teams do not admit failure. They'll just keep rolling the guy back out there. And I think that the Bears will do that again. They'll give him one more chance, but they'll have a backup plan this time. Chase Daniel's not really having a backup plan, I don't think. All right, coming up next, we'll dive into the injuries in the NFL. Also, a preview of the Monday night game, Cowboys and Giants. Interesting game here. Another Monday night home dog. Will that prove to be like it was last week, where the underdog on Monday night covers, or will it be 2 weeks ago where the Jets had no shot against the win? So we'll talk about that as well and everything else going on in sports as we cover it in the last segment of the show. Don't go away.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot.
Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
And welcome back. It is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia with you here on the show. Full-time fantasy and Dr. Roto coming your way at the top of the hour. And then we'll be back here tomorrow on Tuesday with a little Florida Man and some other fun topics in the world of fantasy sports. Maybe some NBA, mixing some other things as well. In terms of injuries, Joe, yesterday, let's kind of roll through them here. I only see three as of now that appear to be significant. Jacoby Brissett left the game with what they're calling some sort of MCL injury. I'm guessing by the time this show is over or by later in the day, we'll get more of a definitive word on him. And if we did and we don't have it, we apologize for that. Adam Thielen of the Minnesota Vikings. Wow, what a disaster to play him yesterday. I think he left, three plays into the game or something like that. Hurt his hamstring. I'm going to guess Thielen's going to be out for a longer period of time. I'm guessing on this one. Malcolm Butler, that's a big injury for the Tennessee Titans, of course, for their defensive backs. DeSean Jackson got hurt as well. Is there anything, Joe, that stuck out to you? I'm supposing Thielen is the biggest one here because the Vikings at this point have to look at this and say, we're probably going to need to have a final 3 or 4 game run at the end of the year to get in the playoffs. What are we doing here? Why are we sacrificing this guy? So I'm concerned that if you're a Thielen owner, this is at least 2 more weeks. Is that fair?
Probably. I mean, it's very concerning, and this is the danger, and this is why I think everybody was holding their breath all week when Patrick Mahomes was pushing, and you're like, yeah, just don't, because just get right. Get right. If you're on the early side of the window, great, but let's not push things because we see what happens when guys push. And look, these guys, especially the undrafted free agent types, they are animals. They want to get out there and play because they have a chip on their shoulder anyway, and they want to help their team, and they're that kind of personality. And you always run that risk of that re-injury. And unfortunately, too, I think when you look at, okay, well, if Thielen's out, is there somebody I can upgrade from that's on that team already? And I don't think the answer is out there.
Who was that guy that caught that touchdown? I'd never heard of him before.
No. Bisbee?
Or Bibis Johnson or something? I've never heard of that guy.
Bisbee? I don't know.
Never heard of him. And I'm in a dynasty league. I've never heard of that guy.
No, I don't think you could have. And I think that's very concerning. It's frustrating that DeSean Jackson went out again because he has taken the amount of time. He's like the polar opposite. He's been out there this whole time. Finally get him back. finally helps Zach Ertz forget a little bit too, because you have to move the safeties. Well, again, I keep saying it's more important for Zach Ertz's value than for Deshaun Jackson's value, because you want to make sure those safeties have to play back. When those safeties come up and you see them double teaming on Zach Ertz, that's what's made Zach Ertz less than Zach Ertz this year. And the Brissett injury too, you lose T.Y. Hilton for a couple weeks. And now if you should lose Jacoby Brissett for amount of time too, unfortunately, this Colts season, I think now is hit the skids. I think there's only so much you can do and so much you can lose. But my goodness, if they rally with Brian Hoyer, and who, you know, can still get out there and play. You look at their schedule. They play the Dolphins next week. So still with all the injuries, can they get by and win that game? It's possible. It's in Indianapolis, so I would think yes. Then they're home against the Jaguars, still quarterback to be determined. Then they go on the road to the Texans, back to the Titans at home, Bucks, Saints, Panthers, Jaguars. So the schedule, if they can get Brissett back, even if he has to miss 2 weeks and you get him back for that Houston Texans game, that's your season right there. That's your playoff game, week 12. So to me, I'm looking at that and I'm saying, look, can you get by with Hoyer, the Jacksonville and Dolphins games, both in Indianapolis? Yeah, I think you can. You can't get away with it against the Texans. So it's a bummer, because Brissett's probably been one of these guys too that you would say, man, what a great season, and how nice for Colts fans who felt like, oh my God, the world is falling around us, the sky is falling, when Andrew Luck retires, and look what happens. Jacoby Brissett steps in and he becomes a quarterback that you look at and go, hey, maybe the future's a lot brighter than we realize.
Yeah, it's tough for the Colts, and a lot of people were feeling really good about that win total of 7.5, I believe, was their win total after Luck went down, and I thought it was great too. And they still could very easily get there. They only need 3 wins, but how do they do it with Hoyer? The last time Hoyer was in a game that I remember, Joe, was with Houston in the playoffs, if I don't remember correctly, and got throttled, and then we thought we'd never see him again. Here we are 4 years later. He's back as a quarterback again in the NFL. These guys are around. All right. Okay.
Is he the greatest? I'm just real quick. Is he one of these guys? Like, there's always that dude, like the great backup quarterback. He's been one of those. And he's definitely the guy that comes to mind. Fitzpatrick comes to mind.
Case Keenum.
McCown comes to mind. Keenum comes to mind.
You're right. McCown's been a backup on like a dozen teams.
But he has those games where he shows up. You're like, hey, look at McCown, man. Look at him going out there, doing some things, winning some football games. Like, I'm trying to think of some other guys from even, you know, back in the day, maybe the 90s too. Like, who are the great, like, backup quarterbacks that come to mind? Anybody?
Frank Reich?
Frank Reich. How could I forget Frank Reich, right? The original great story quarterback.
I feel like the Bears had a bunch of backup quarterbacks that did well. Like Tom Zach.
Yeah, that was that Doug Flutie, the post-Jim McMahon era, right?
Well, there you go. Flutie, you just gave another one.
Oh, God. Doug Flutie. Yeah, Doug Flutie led the Bills to didn't he come in for Rob Johnson? Remember Rob Johnson was supposed to be the guy?
Yeah.
And it wasn't the guy. And then Doug Flutie came out and he was like, oh, look, we're going to the playoffs with him.
Steve DeBerg. I'm going back to the 80s.
What was the other? Greasy, too. Wasn't Brian Greasy another guy who kept popping up?
Bob Greasy. No.
No.
Brian Greasy was never good.
Bob. Didn't Brian pop in 1 year for the Bears and play really well?
No. I don't think.
I thought he did.
He definitely popped in. I don't think he ever did very well. Brian Greasy? No.
I thought he had that one moment that he was either with the Broncos or the Bears. We actually had a halfway decent season that he came out there.
Maybe a couple good games.
I got one for you. We forgot. Jeff Hostetler. There you go.
I love Jeff Hostetler.
The Hoss. Remember? Out there.
Man, I was at a game where the Raiders played against Tampa Bay. The Bucks. I'd have to go back and look at the game log, but the Bucks that season were not good. And it was Dungy's first year. And the Raiders came all the way back with no time left. And Hostetler was like just getting murdered on the field, threw a touchdown pass late in the game. And the kicker missed the extra point, man. And the game ended. I forget who that was. It not Lynn Elliott. It was some other funny Raider kicker name. I got to go take a look. But, oh, man, I remember going up to Hostetler after the game going, man, I give you a lot of credit for that. He's like, thanks. When he was so banged up. Okay, Monday night football tonight, Cowboys and Giants, no backup quarterbacks in this one. Dak Prescott taking on Daniel Jones. The line was 7. Now it's down to 6.5. So this is, look, the trend historically, Joe, is always just to take the Monday night home dog. So that's what I'm going to do because it's just the right thing to do. It doesn't mean that I like to do it. But the highest percentage in the history of the NFL of winning is always taking the Monday night home underdog. But look, the Giants make a lot of mistakes, and one pick six in this game can send it the other way. Is there any chance the Giants win this game at all tonight, or is this just a mirage of me thinking this way? Going,
you're right. It's the smart trend betting wise and all of that, all the stats. But I think the one thing we can take away from week nine, the NFL, is you could crumple that and throw it out the window. So I'm going to take the Cowboys here, and I think that they win this football game. I don't think the Giants have a shot. I just feel like the Cowboys had their wake up call in this Meadowlands building already a couple weeks ago when they lost to the Jets. I don't think they're going to lose at all to the Giants. I don't think the Giants have a chance to win this game. And look, yeah. Danny Jones has played all right. You know, he's been up and down. He's played worse at home, ironically. So you could take whatever you want from that. Maybe putting too much pressure on himself. I don't know. Maybe some of the weather has been influencing, but it's going to be cold tonight too. So we'll see how that enters into it, because it's going to be like 30 degrees up here. So we'll find out, okay, you know, what Danny Dimes is made of in the weather too.
I don't have a strong opinion on this one, but I would just take the trend and take the Giants in this one. But I don't feel great about it. Monday nights have been a lot of big spreads, so tend to stay away from those games. Okay, a couple other quick notes in the NFL. I don't know if you guys were following the story, not a fantasy story, but a reality story. The safety for the Browns, and a halfway decent safety who had 41 tackles, a pick this year, played a lot of snaps. Jermaine Whitehead, the safety of the Browns yesterday after the game on social media, was attacking fans, throwing vulgarities at them and threatening them physically. And a lot of people were posting those and reposting those last night. The Browns announced this morning they have cut him. He'll get a second opportunity somewhere, Joe. But look, this is the one thing that's changed significantly about life now. When you post something on social media, it lives forever. And look, a lot of people are making fun of Baker Mayfield looking like a salesman.
The guy who did it on Special Victims Unit, Law and Order. Yeah,
right.
He looked like that. Yeah.
Guy that looked like a flasher, for sure. And that was funny.
Yeah,
but what Whitehead did was not. And and the Browns are just having a horrible season, Joe. Like, just, I mean,
they are
so far. You've almost won your season win bet total with them at this point, and we're only halfway through the season.
Oh, goodness gracious! Yeah, I mean, this is what I wanted. I wanted to watch Rome burn. This was me. I was very vocal about this because I'm not a big fan of a lot of guys on that football team, and it has nothing to do with the fans of the Browns. Like, the fans of the Browns have suffered very long, and they deserve better. But I just was not buying the hype machine, man. All the talk and no walk. I want to see him walk a little bit. Yeah, they had a good second half. They had some good games last year. Baker had some good moments. But let's stop anointing this guy. Let's stop giving. I mean, he's on the commercials all the time. He's going to be going back to mowing lawns pretty soon. He might be working for the grounds crew if he keeps playing quarterback like this sooner than later.
Yeah.
The thing that boggles my mind is this social media stuff, man, because who cares what people are saying about you on Twitter? Like, are you insecure and shallow?
Well, look, I get sometimes attacked for stuff too with reporting, but I definitely always take the high road. Like, I never say a word.
Do you care if a stranger calls you an idiot? Like, obviously I'm sugarcoating it here, but you know.
You do. Yeah. And trust me, Joe, if a lot of people were attacking you on social media.
Oh, they have. Oh, I've been there. Yeah, Michael Jackson Twitter came after me once because I made a funny joke.
But there's just a block button that's the end of it.
Yeah. You
know? It's like, so I don't get into it unless somebody goes like, my only rule on social media is, and I don't generally block. My block list is probably like a handful of people because it's just dumb. But if somebody starts dropping F-bombs and stuff, I know that the internet lives forever, so the last thing I would want is my kids ever seeing that, even though they don't check Twitter, but if they did in 5 years or whatever. So I just basically have a rule. If you say something like you're an effer or whatever, then I will block you. Other than that, I don't block. If you say I'm dumb and you don't like my opinion, yeah, that's cool. But once you start dropping the vulgar stuff, then I
don't get it. Professional athletes living their dream. Yeah, they suck right now. Yeah, it's tough. But I mean, geez, like, you're going to get yourself released over some stupid tweet. I mean, God, just the stupidity of that is just mind blowing to me.
Right. Think about that guy in his future. What happened in your NFL career?
I got released because of tweet.
Yeah, because Twitter was more important than the career. And think about the hours.
Wild. Yeah.
Think about the hours, the blood, sweat, tears, workouts, injuries to get to this level, to live your dream, and all the guys that don't get to do that, and you're there doing it, and yeah, you're on the crappy team, and yeah, you're losing, and yeah, you're getting made fun of. So what? You're getting paid to play football, and that's what it's about. I'm getting paid to talk sports with my guy, Craig Mish, on this radio station, and I realize how privileged I am to do that. And at the same time, if somebody wants to call my takes moronic, okay, fine, whatever. I'm not going to get in a Twitter battle with somebody who calls me an idiot or calls me names or says I suck, whatever, and lose my position here. I don't care. It just blows my mind, man.
I agree with you. And on a much higher level, it is wild to think how much people pay attention to that stuff. But that's the way we live now in social media, for sure. All right. Coming up next, we got a exit velocity. And we're actually changing exit velocity, believe it or not, to the 2-minute drill, Joe. So this is going to be this week. It's going to change from exit velo to the 2-minute drill. Because with the baseball season going over, we're just going all football at the end of the show now for the next couple months. So we'll have that coming up next. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today, and Joe's got a good rant to end the show, so you don't want to miss it. We'll be right back with it after this.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change, like...
So this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. It is exit velocity normally to end the show. We're changing it up. It's going to be called the 2-minute drill. Either way, as we always do, we end the show with a hot take or a rant. And Joe Pisapia, my co-host, is the one presenting it today. Joe?
The 2-minute warning.
2 minutes, get your shit together.
Is that going to be enough time?
Now look, I am the biggest critic in the world of Odell Beckham Jr. Have been for many years. I love to hate me some Odell. But for once, I'm actually going to take up his side in this one. Why the hell can't you wear cool cleats? You know, him and Landry went out there with the gold cleats, and then OBJ had the Joker cleats, and I'm thinking to myself, that's kind of cool. I kind of like that. Does it fall in the guidelines of the NFL? No. Is it cool and fun? Does it add a little something else to the game, a little fashion, a little buzz? Yeah, you know what? It does. And it does it in a way that doesn't bother me. The hair's not so long that I can't see the name on the jersey. That bothers me a lot. It was just the cleats, and they were artistic, and they were actually kind of cool. And you know what? If you can have causes written on your cleats or this written on your cleats, why do we have to be so stuffy? Why can't we have sports also be fun and remind ourselves, yes, there are traditions, but at the same time, there's still opportunity for a little bit of self-expression. And to me, the cleats are not a problem as long as they are not offensive. Why can't they be artistic and cool? This was dumb. They made him change the cleats. I hate this. Stuffy NFL. Get over yourself.
Yeah, that's a very good point by Joe, for sure. The other point will be, I think that Joe's Patriots in the offseason should be the team that gets Odell Beckham Jr. They would be making a huge mistake not to kick the tires on that one. I would
never happen. He will never play for Belichick.
Save this one, folks. Save the show. All right, that'll do it for the program. Thanks again to my co-host Joe Pizzapia and our producer Sean Guastamacchia. Coming up next is Full-Time Fantasy. Joe and I will be back with you tomorrow. Enjoy the Monday night football game and anything else that you're doing on a Monday night. My name is Craig Mish. For Joe Pizzapia, we're gone. Talk to you tomorrow at noon. See ya.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.